In Libya, the tide has certainly turned against Muammar Gaddafi, and that has left an uncomfortable question for the new rebel authority: how to treat Gaddafi's loyalists. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has been spending time with some nervous Gaddafi supporters, and she sent this report from Tripoli.
After the rebel takeover of Tripoli a week ago, Ahmed Tarhouni was certain he was going to be killed. He moved from house to house, never sleeping in the same place twice. He rarely ventured out and lied about his name. Then about midweek, his worst fears were realized. At a rebel checkpoint here, fighters happened to hand one of his relatives a list of wanted men, and Ahmed Tarhouni's name was at the very top of it. That relative, who was shown the list, spoke to NPR and asked not to have his name used. He says Tarhouni, once he knew about the list, became terrified and desperately tried to scramble fuel and money to flee the capital. But the legacy of this war goes deeper than just divisions between rival factions. It's fractured families as well. Ahmed Tarhouni was a senior member of Gaddafi's Revolutionary Guard, based in the coastal city of Misrata. When the uprising happened, he threw his weight behind trying to crush the rebellion. But members of Tarhouni's wife's family fought on the other side. Two of her brothers were killed in Misrata. And when the tables turned, few of her relatives were willing to help Ahmed Tarhouni. Except for this one, who said he couldn't turn his back on Tarhouni's innocent wife and children.
Because his wife is crying, call me every day, every minute. That's why. Because the children...
The gruesome legacy of this war is just being uncovered. Mass graves from when fleeing Gaddafi soldiers killed trapped detainees are being found in various parts of the capital. And in the fighting, people have been killed and injured on both sides. Rebel and loyalist propaganda touted that each side was fighting foreigners. The rebels were told they were battling African mercenaries, loyalists, rebel-linked al-Qaeda militants from the Arab world. But the fact is, this war has mainly pitted Libyan against Libyan. And now the anger runs deep. At the main Tripoli military hospital, injured Gaddafi loyalists are being treated under armed guard. NPR is not using their names for their own protection. This loyalist fighter is from Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. He was wounded here in the capital in a battle over a southern neighborhood. He says they never watched TV or saw the news, so he really didn't know the rebels were winning the war until he wound up here, injured and in rebel hands. But he says he still supports Gaddafi, and there are many like him, he says. He says as long as the ousted Libyan leader remains alive and at large, people will still fight for him. He says at least during Gaddafi's era, it was safe, there was stability. He's worried about what comes next with the rebels. Another loyalist fighter, who's 18 years old, is recovering from an injury to his leg and abdomen. He joined Gaddafi's army, he says, for the money. He comes from a poor family and needed to make a living. He was shot, though, he says, after he surrendered at a battle site. Both men have been promised that they will be treated fairly. The rebel government has repeatedly called on people not to take the law into their own hands and avoid taking revenge on their fellow Libyans. But there are worries that it will be hard to forgive and forget when so much blood has been spilled. One of the rebels who guards the loyalist fighters explains to a visiting reporter that the men in this ward are dangerous, which is why they need to be watched over with guns. They kill people, he says. Fathers and mothers are families. As for Ahmed Tarhouni, he managed to escape Tripoli and remains free for now. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.